The purpose of today's drill is to make sure that we can give vaccines out to people if there's ever a disease outbreak.
Okay, and what kind of scenarios where we would see something of this magnitude? I mean, we've gone lifetimes without ever seeing something like this happen in Tioga County. So what kind of a magnitude event would require you guys setting up some sort of a massive vaccination clinic like this? What would be some examples?
There's two scenarios, really. If there was ever an anthrax attack, we could set up multiple dispensing centers and give out antibiotics so that people do not get sick. And if there was ever a disease outbreak, today's example is hepatitis A, which could easily happen. It actually happened in Erie County a couple of years ago, so they had this as a real live event. If there was the disease outbreak, anyone who was in the affected area, let's say it's a grocery store that has it on the food and people are getting sick, they could come here to get the vaccination to make sure that they do not get sick. If they have already got sick, they would need to see their physician or go to the hospital.
Okay, and if something like that actually happened, what would be the process from in a basic terms from start to finish? What would happen?
So originally, we would probably get a notification from either the grocery store or a doctor's office or a hospital. Anyone who catches the first person who might have symptoms of hepatitis A or anything that was contaminated with it. We are seeing that right now with the E. coli in the lettuce. So whenever we would first be notified from our disease control unit, we would send that. We would get a sample probably of someone's stool. We would send it to Wadsworth, which is in Albany. They do all of our testing. And then from that point on, before we know if it's confirmed positive or not, we would begin planning with our incident command system. We have planning operations, logistics, finance, and admin. We have a safety officer, a public information officer, and a liaison officer. We would all meet, and we would have about 3 days to work with before the test came back positive. We would get together at the health center, and we would notify participating organizations who might be called upon. For example, we have our Medical Reserve Corps. If planning finds out, you know, we don't have that many public health people who can come work the event, we need to call in extra hands. We would activate them. We could also reach out to our external team, which would include security personnel, Southern Tier Independence Center, anyone who can work with people with disabilities, people just in case they have a mental health issue. We have people available who can help them through our pods, our point of dispensing centers. So we would kind of get all the things in place that would need to be ready to go if we do get that case back. So in the meantime, we would be choosing a site where we want to have this pod. We would be getting the people activated and planning anything else that, you know, might need to happen in those days. And then once it came back positive, we would, of course, activate everyone, get set up, and go ahead and dispensing. And we would also be in communication with the emergency services director, Mike Simmons. He would be part of our public health EOC, Emergency Operations Center. And we would make sure that we have all the important players, the local officials on board so that we're ready to go and everyone's aware of what's going on. Once it comes back positive, that's probably when we would notify the media and we'd get out on Facebook. We get it out in the news so that people know where to go for the clinic. We would be in collaboration with New York State this whole time, making sure that we have pre-registration set up so that when people get here, we can get them in and out as quick as possible.
Very good. So then from that point, when we run people through one of these pods and then we send them on their merry way, they've got their vaccination. I'd imagine there's a certain amount of follow-up component, too, that you'd utilize the media for as well.
Yeah, there's, depending on the disease, there's different things. For hepatitis A, on our vaccine receipts, it does say at the bottom, please follow up with your physician in 6 months. So for this operation, we're pretending that that they're going to go see their physician in 6 months to get the second dose of hepatitis A. We could also set up another pod in 6 months to distribute it, but that's all depending on how we want to run it. That's what we've done for this drill, because in 6 months we are not actually going to set it up because we're just practicing our capabilities for today. But yes, we would definitely want to work with the media and make sure we get the word out ahead of time. I think that's where the main portion of it would be. And then afterwards, you know, putting out information. If you need a vaccine still, you can go here. If you're having issues, you know, you go here. And we would definitely try and make ourselves available to help anyone who has further questions.
Lots of people here today. Are they volunteers? Are they health department employees? Or, I mean, who are we dealing with here and where do they come from?
Yeah, we have a lot of people here today. Everyone is, we do have volunteers and we do have people who are working today, but they've volunteered their time to come over. So we have Waverly PD, we have the sheriffs. We have some people from other counties that have come to offer to be evaluators. Most of the main staff is from the public health department because we do preparedness tips every week, educating ourselves on how can we best accommodate the public when something like this happens. We've also had tabletops with our Medical Reserve Corps and our external team and the public health department itself to prepare for this. But everyone is pretty much here volunteering because we know in a disaster, we're going to need all hands on deck.
Very smooth operation in there. Everybody's playing their part, doing their thing. And I think it's a great way to test the system and see if the system is perfect and what ways we can help make it even more perfect. So I think you guys are doing a great job in there. It's very impressive to see this church. It's a great venue to see the amount of people that have turned out to do it and the way everyone's cooperating and the way you guys have organized. It's been very impressive. So congratulations to you guys. I know it's early in the day yet in pulling off this event, but it seems to be a pretty big success. And I think you guys are doing a pretty smart thing here because, you know, we do a lot of emergency preparedness and planning with the radio business, and we've been involved in floods and things like that, and we know that these kinds of plans can sit in binders on shelves, and maybe they get looked at once in a while, but this is the first time I've ever seen actual practice and application of these kinds of things. So I think this is a smart, proactive thing you guys are doing for the community. We appreciate you doing it.
Yeah, I'd really like to thank everyone who came out today to help us with this. You know, Southern Tier Independence Center, like I said, Monroe and Broome County. The Red Cross is here as an evaluator as well to kind of get another disaster view on things, but maybe not necessarily public health specific. So they're helping out. We have Tioga Opportunities as our resource unit. They've helped provide the preparedness kits that we're giving out to everyone as a thank you for coming. And again, the security of the church, of course, they've been a huge help getting this ready for us, making accommodations. So definitely thank you to everyone who's helped out. And we're really excited. We've had some people, you know, say they won't be able to make it. We've had some computer issues, but I think we've adapted pretty well because you got to be ready for that in real life anyway. You got to be ready to adapt. So I think it's going well.
Awesome job. Emily Warfel, Tioga County Public Health Department. Thanks for your time and thanks for having us.
Yeah, thank you.